Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today I was watering my plants, and as I was, just making sure all the little spaces were watered, I noticed that my peace lily has a plant growing off to the side, like in the soil all by itself. And then I moved along to the next one, and I noticed that there were blooms coming out of those too. And I'm thinking, for months, these plants look like they were not growing. I replace the soil, I spritz their leaves every day, I talk to the plants, I made sure they had adequate light and not too bright, not too dark. Like, I did everything I knew to do. I even downloaded apps so I could take care of these plants better. But what I discovered was, even though I couldn't see anything happening, beneath the soil, there was magic being made. Today, there's proof of the growth. But before there was proof, there were still things happening. So that's the message for today. Sometimes we're in a season where we are doing everything we know to do. We're checking all the boxes and answering all the calls. We're showing up on time. We're going above and beyond, not just answering the call, but having good integrity in the space. And we feel like nothing's happening. Well, although the proof may not be there yet, friend, although you can't put your finger on it, although the world may not be able to applaud just yet, you gotta know that something's going on beneath the surface. That everything you are doing is not in vain. That God didn't call you to go through it if there wasn't more to it. So don't give up. My little peace lily was like the little engine that could there for a while, and I was not sure that I or she was going to make it. Amen. But I didn't give up. I kept tending to her every day, even when it looked like nothing was happening. I didn't quit when I changed my prayer plant into a new pot and it looked like it was sad all the time. I came out in the middle of the night one night and my prayer plant looked like it was hands up like the Joshua tree. Just sometimes in our own humanity, we believe what our eyes see. And some things are only spirit led and spirit fed. So continue to do the work. Continue to get that nourishment that only God can give. Continue to feed yourself with good things. Unplug from bad news on social media. Remove access from people that drain you dry. Limit your exposure to conditions that don't help you to grow. And trust that even if you can't see the proof yet, that doesn't mean that nothing's going on. There is a time and a place for everything, friend, and your time is coming. Hold on. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this moment. Thank you for those that choose to hang out once a week for Jesus and Coffee, the podcast. Thank you for all that you are doing with this podcast and the ways that the podcast is growing, but also, God, the way that we are growing. Lord, thank you for not allowing us to grow weary in doing well. Thank you for allowing us to still commit to what we saw from the beginning, even when the middle looks a little fuzzy. Thank you for the strength, the courage, the vision, and clarity along the way. Thank you for sending people to remind us that you are who you say you are. We're grateful for the space that we're in, even if that space does not appear fruitful. Lord, we know that you do all things well and that we are one of those things. So thank you for trusting us with where we are and with where you have us going. Lord, we ask that you would just continue to guide us, continue to show us that we are loved, even at our worst, and continue to create in us the proof that you knew existed from the start. We thank you, we love you, we honor you, and we are grateful for all that you are and all that you have exposed us to so that we can be those that you've called us to be in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week, friend, and I will catch you next Sunday right here on Jesus and Coffee.